Halacha is that an isha does not collect tiksuba from the shvach. Shvach means, let's say the husband died, and the sons yarshim the nechosim. And the nechosim, the karka is not worth 200, but the yarshim go down there and they plow it and they plant there, and they mashpiach the karka, they make the karka produce. So it comes out of the karka, the produce, that's not mishubit to the ksuba. The isha cannot collect that for a ksuba. Who adin for the Tosis Ksubra, so she cannot collect from that. Lishvua, there are a lot of lachas later on when an isha goes to collect the Ksuba, when she has to swear, when not. So any halacha of Shvua that applies to a Ksuba applies to the Tosis Ksubra also. Ulishvias, halacha usually is if you owe somebody money and it comes Shemitah the seventh year, it's Mishamet Kol HaChayv. You don't have to pay it. If the Chayv is in Ishtar, then you still have to pay it. So Ksuba has a halacha like Ishtar. And therefore, you have to pay it, even though Shemitah goes through. But the Chiddush is now that the Tosis Ksuba is also considered like it's part of the Shtar, and she can also collect it even after Shemitah. There's a lacha if a husband writes when he's still alive, he gives all his nechasim, everything that he owns, he gives over to his sons when he's still alive. So it comes out when he dies later, there's no Yerusha. In such a case, the Isha still has a right to get a ksuba. But let's say the husband left over one field for his wife for a ksuba, halacha is all she can get is just that one field. Even though it's not worth musayim, she can't get more. And the same halacha, she can't collect the taisus ksuba either. If the husband gave away all his property to the sons when he was alive, and left over one small property for his wife, that's all she gets for her ikar and for the taisus ksuba. Vaita ligvois min akarko min azaburis. Halacha is when an isha collects the ksuba, she only collects from karka, from land. And what type of land? Zaburius, the worst. If the husband left over two different types of land, one is dead and one is worse, she collects from the zaburius. Now the halacha is the Tosis ksuba, she also only collects from karka and min azaburius from the poorest karka like. Right, then, v'chol zaman shiva beis aviya. There's also halacha like this, that an isha, and when a husband died, so calls the man, she's an amona, and she lives in the husband's house, she has a right to collect the mezonos from the assignment. Let's say, though, she doesn't live in her husband's house, but rather she go back to her father's house. And she didn't collect mezonos. Now, the halacha is, we'll see later on, for 25 years, she can still ask for a ksuba. Let's say 20 years went by, and she didn't ask the assignment for a ksuba. And now she wakes up, until 25 years, from the time her husband died, she's still allowed to ask for the ksuba. If 25 years pass by, then it's as far as she's meichel the ksuba, she can't collect anymore. So the same halacha applies for the Tosis ksuba. That if 25 years pass by, it's as far as she's meichel the Tosis ksuba, she can't collect that either. Vaita ulu ksubais bona dichrin. We had before, there's halacha that let's say a man had one wife and had children, and then she died, and he remarries. So he writes the ksuba to a second wife, saying that the children are going to have from you, your sons, they are going to yarshin your ksuba. Whether it means the nedunya, the present, first of all, that she's going to bring in from her father's house to give over to her husband, that was the ikat akona, that present, her sons will yarshin, and also the sons yarshin the ikat ksuba, the man and the messiah. Another chiddush is the taisis ksuba, what the husband is meisif to give her, also her sons will yarshin it. Now the Gemara says, so these are all the halachas that a Tosis Ksuba has the same halacha like the Iker HaKsuba. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learn like this, Ksubas Bon Dichrin. This halacha that when a man remarries his wife, he writes a Tanai in the Ksuba that the children that will have from you, they're going to yashin your Ksuba. Is Pumbadisa Amri Loitafimu Meshabdi. The case where the husband dies, and let's say he doesn't have any nechasim left over, he sold it to other people, so the sons cannot yashin, cannot get it from a shabodim. They can't go to the people that bought it off their father and take it away from them. In other words, this chayv of bon and dichrin is not called like a bal chayv, as if to say the father owes the children the money, but rather yarsim tanan. It's like a din yerusha. You only yashin what your father has and not from a shabodim. Pnei Mosa Machsia, the people of Mosa Machsia, they say, Amri, Tofi Mimishabdi. No, in this Tanai, Ksuba's Bona Dichrin, they hold Yasfun Tanan. Now the Rashi says, you're like a Bal Chayv. It's like the father owes you the money, and this Chayv was Chal first. So therefore, if the father sold his property when he was alive, And now when the father dies, these Yorshim, these sons, have a right to take it away from the Lekuchas, from the people that bought it off the father, because Yas Funtanan, they're like a Balchay, as if to say the father owes them the money. So this is the Machlokes, and the Gemara says, the Hilchasa, what's the Maskona? That Loi Torfim Mishabdi. The Lachar is, they cannot collect money from Mishabodim. They don't get the Ksubas Bonadichrin from Mishabodim. Why? Because the Yas Funtanan, they only have a Lachar like Yerusha, not more than Yerusha. Therefore, they only get what the husband owned when Shasi died, and not from the karka that he already sold. Right, another Gemara says, what about Mitaltali V'yisnayu B'yanayu? Let's say the husband was Miyachet, set aside Mitaltalim. He had a chest of money, of utensils, that he set it aside. This is what my wife should collect when she receives, when she gets a ksuba. Now, V'yisnayu B'yanayu, that chest full of money, whatever it was, is still around, and the father died. The husband died, so Lachar is b'loy shvua. The Isha now has a right to go and collect the ksuba, even without swearing. Mashenkin letznayu b'yanayu. Let's say the metaltalim got lost, they're not around. So now she's coming to collect from the Yisaimim. Usually the Lachar is whenever you go and collect money, take it away from the Yisaimim. Because of the father's chayvais, you always have to swear that you didn't receive the money yet. Because we're afraid maybe the father already paid you up. So the first part where the metaltalim was set aside by the father and still around, we're not afraid that maybe he paid her up someplace else. Because this was metaltalim that he had set aside to pay her. So for sure, if they're still around, he didn't pay her up yet. So she just takes it without swearing. But let's say they lost this chest of metaltalim. And she has to collect now from other metaltalim. So it's considered like she's collecting it from the Yisaimin. Does she have to swear or not? So Pompadisi says, "Poloi shvua." She has a right to collect, and she does not have to swear. In other words, since the husband set aside metaltalim, so like we're sure she didn't get paid up yet. These metaltalim got lost. They got lost now, the assignment lost them, but like we're still sure she wasn't paid up yet, therefore she can collect now without swearing first. But b'nei mosa machzi amri no, b'shrua, she has to make a shrua, since l'maisa those were lost, and she's collecting from other money, we have to be afraid still, maybe she was paid up. But the Gemara says, V'hilchasa b'lo shvua. The halacha is like a pumpadisa, that she could collect without making a shvua. And the svar is, like we just said, that since the money was set aside by the husband, we're not afraid he paid her from other money. Now the Gemara says, what about yachad lo arya? Let's say a husband set aside karka land for his wife's ksuba. He set aside a piece of land, and he also told her the arba mitzrona. He told her exactly the four boundaries, and as he told her exactly which karka, which land, he's setting aside for his ksuba. And then he dies. So Lachar is later, when she collects the ksuba, this karka b'lei shvua. She has the right to collect it without swearing. In other words, we're not afraid that maybe the husband paid her up or she took other money. Since he set aside this karka and he explained clearly where it is, she is saimich das, that's the karka she'll get for ksuba, and she didn't receive anything yet. Therefore, now she collects it without a shvua. What about the chad mitzra? The husband, when he was alive, he set aside one land, true, but he didn't say exactly which land. He only said one boundary. He didn't explain all four boundaries of the land he wanted to give for his wife. So the shayla is she semer das on this karka not? If she's not semer das, she feels, look, my husband didn't tell me exactly which karka it is. She still has doubts which part of the karka it is. So then she's not so soymech das, we have to be afraid maybe she would collect the ksuba for someplace else. The other svar is no, but still the husband set aside karka for her. So she's soymech das on this karka, we're not afraid she'll take them someplace else. So now when the husband dies, she has a right to collect it without making a shvua. Sizzle machloikis. From Padisa Amri b'loy shvua. Yes, she has a right to collect this one karka without swearing. Because since the husband set it aside, even though he didn't say exactly where the boundaries are, we're not for sure exactly which one it is, but still she said mechdas on it, she did not receive any other money for the ksuba, and we don't have to be afraid the father paid her already, therefore she collects from the yisaimim without a shvua. But b'nei mosa machsi amri, the people b'nei mosa machsi say that b'shvua, no, she is not saying mechdas, since the husband did not say exactly the four boundaries of the karka. Therefore, we have to be afraid maybe she was paid up already. So now she has to swear before she collects from the assignment. But the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, what's the maskona? B'lei shvua. Again, like Pompadisa, we say for sure she was saying mechdas,
were not afraid she took from someplace else. Therefore, she has a right to collect now from the Yisayim of Haksuba without making a shvuah. Tell the Gemara says another case. Stam omel yedim. A person says to Edim, kisvu, write up a star like, v'chosmu, and sign on it, for hovulei, and give it over to my friend. In other words, a person wants to give his friend a matana. Rashi says, kugoyin matanas karka. You want to give your friend a present, you own land, and you want to give some land to your friend. So you tell these Edim, write up the shtar matana and sign it, and give it to him. Gemara says, if they made a kinyan right now, whatever kinyan shtar he made a kinyan, or else he made a kinyan chalipa now to be kind of kaka, or else he made a kinyan chazoka, is loitzarech and luchibe. Then the edim don't have to keep on asking him, do you still want me to write up the shtar or not? Because the svar Rashi says is that since they made a kinyan, is tam kinyan l'ksivay me. When that's tam, any time you make a kinyan, then for sure you want it to be written up. Stam kinyan is l'ksivay me. But what about loikoniminei? Let's say they did not make a kinyan yet. He didn't make any kinyan. He only told the Edom to go write it and give it over. So from Badisa Amrila Sarachem Luchibei, you don't have to ask the person again, do you still want me to write and give over the shtar? Like, since he told you once and he didn't change his mind, you have a right to say he must probably still want you to give it over. No, you have to ask. It could be the person changed his mind. He did not make any kinyan yet. He only told you, Bedibur, to go right up to Shtar Matan and to give it over. But if you didn't do it yet right away, later when you do it, you have to first ask him over again to make sure he still wants to do it. Yes, you have to ask over to make sure the Balabo still wants you to give it over. Yeah, now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayo Aimer says the what, that if a person gives a tesis ksuba to his wife, so he holds that she could only collect it if they have nesuyin. But if he gives her a get or he dies before nesuyin, she doesn't collect the tesis ksuba. Now Tanakama says, no, that ben min erusin, ben min nesuyin, she collects the tesis ksuba. So where says itma we learned? Rav Rabbi Nosin, machlokes. Chadama one says, halacha k'Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Chadama ain't halacha k'Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Gemara says, this time I bring you proof to Rabbi Nosson, Udi Yomar, Halacha K'Rab Loza Ben Azariah. The Svarot has said that Rabbi Nosson was not Rav, but Rabbi Nosson, he was the one that passed like Rab Loza Ben Azariah. Why? To Sharmina Lele Rabbi Nosson, we hear that Rabbi Nosson holds the Osal Bosar Umdina. He goes after Umdina means we think into the way a person thinks, and we say the locker is the way he thinks. In other words, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says in our Mishnah, that the reason why she doesn't get a Tosas Ksuba before Nisuyin is because Almanas Lekoinsa, the husband only wrote her because he had that to like live with her, be with her. And if they didn't have Nisuyin yet, he never had that to give it over to her. So you see, you go Bos Umdana, how a person thinks. And we see Rabbi Nosson also Paskins like that. What's the Raya? The Yomer Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson says, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Bin Mesukin, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon and Shazuri's halacha about a person that's a Mesukin, a person that's sick. And Rashi brings down there's a Gemara in Gidin that says that the other Mishnah says that Hamaforish v'ayetzi b'shayora. If somebody is leaving town, going away, traveling, the Omer before release he says, kiss will get leishti. He tells like to Edim and tells them, go write a get for my wife. So Afa Pishla Yomatnu, even though he didn't say to give it to her, they're supposed to write it up and give it to her. Why? Since he was busy, he was excited about going away, he just forgot to say, give it. But really, that's what he meant. In other words, he's afraid maybe he won't come back. He doesn't want his wife to remain in Iguna. Therefore, before he goes away, he writes her a get, and he meant to give it to her. Now, it says also there, even if somebody is very sick, and he tells two Edim, go write a get for my wife. So Shimon Shazuri says, even though he didn't say Tzinu to give it, we say that's most probably what was in his mind. Just he was too sick, he forgot to speak it out. Because otherwise he wouldn't play around with his wife now when he's so sick. So you see, if Shimon Shazuri holds, you go after the Umdana, what a person thinks. That even though he only told the Edim to write the get for his wife, he was sure also meant to tell them to give it to his wife. So you see, Rav Nosson passes like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that you go after Umdana, how a person thinks. So therefore, the Sforot say he would also pass like Rav Elazar ben Azariah in our Mishnah, and that's the way a person thinks, that he only wants to give this tasis ksuba to his wife if they have nesuyin. And why did the Gemara say the second halacha that Rav Nosson passed on like the Mishum Tzuri?